Saul persecuted the true Christian church. Prior to Saul's conversion, he did not believe in Jesus or the Christian faith. Neither did he believe in female ministers. Acts 9:1-2, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Acts 13:9, then Saul, who also is called Paul. Acts 9:3-5, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Verse 9, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. The Lord used that powerful metaphor, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. He chastised Paul, who became literally blind by the light from heaven. The Lord revealed to Ananias, a Christian minister, to go and pray for him. Subsequently, he received sight both spiritually and literally. Therefore, he turned from Judaism to the Christian faith. Paul declared, Galatians 1:13-14, For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God, and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. Many self-appointed ministers are persecuting the true Christian church. True believers, whom God anointed, are instrumental in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. However, God's wrath is on those gospel gangsters who destroy souls of humanity with lies, deception, and hypocrisy. The Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ does not send gospel gangsters, who are self-appointed. They come with a deadly message fulfilling the lust of the flesh and the pleasures of sin. Their demonic messages deceive multitudes who love the pleasure of sin. The Pharisees did not allow women to speak in the church. However, Anna was an exception. God anointed her, and she was prophesying prior to the birth of Jesus. She was in the temple prophesying the day Joseph and Mary brought the baby Jesus into the temple to present him to the Lord. God intervened, and no one could put her to silence, because God ordained her to speak in the temple. She had a prophetic message concerning the Messiah, who is Jesus Christ the Redeemer. St. Luke 2:36-38, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Paul said, Ephesians 5:23. Christ is the head of the church, the Lord anoints women, as well as men. Therefore, he will severely judge and chastise anyone who nullifies his prophets and prophetesses. Many did not believe in female ministers. Unbelieving ministers did not permit them to speak in the church. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 14:34, Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. That was a tradition and civil law of the Jewish leaders, and not the divine law, which God gave to Moses. At that time, Paul did not understand God's spiritual purpose for women. God's Ten Commandment law, written by Moses in Exodus 20:1-17, does not articulate anything about women keeping silent in the church. These are the Ten Commandments, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I the Lord thy God am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and shewing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor, and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, in it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Paul testified, 1 Timothy 1:13, who was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Many unbelieving ministers are persecuting God's anointed women. However, God's wrath is on those men who persecute female ministers who are instrumental in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many men have changed God's words concerning the accomplishments of female ministers. God will chastise anyone who distorts his words. St. John 12:3-6, then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence, and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. St. Mark 14:6, and Jesus said, let her alone, why trouble ye her, she hath wrought a good work on me. Verses 8-9, she hath done what she could, she is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. The wrath of God destroyed those who mocked his messengers. 2 Chronicles 36:16, but they mocked the messengers of God, and despised his words, and misused his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy. God said to Moses, Exodus 23:22-23, I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries, and I will cut them off. Allow me to reiterate, July 13, 2025 will be 64 consecutive years I have been in the ministry of Jesus Christ. The Word of God emphatically and explicitly places some women in spiritual leadership throughout all eras. God does not choose us merely because we are male or female. He chooses us according to our faith, obedience, and abilities, to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. For example, if an employer were seeking someone to hold a position as an executive, the first requirement should be capability, rather than male only. Currently, we have many women holding executive positions in our government, female judges, and other executive positions, whereas, many men are not capable of holding those positions because they fail to have the qualifications. Even so, God gave some women authority to minister His word because of their abilities, faith, and love for Him and humanity. Let us look into the scriptures in the era of kings. There was a dedicated woman whose name was Huldah. She was a prophetic messenger of God. In those days, the kings were in natural rulership. However, God prepared prophets and prophetesses to give messages to kings for instructions in righteousness. If the king desired to get words from God, they inquired for the word of the Lord from the prophets or prophetesses. At that particular time, Josiah was king. He was a God-fearing king who desired to cleanse the holy temple and destroy all the idol images in Judah and Jerusalem. God initiated his reign when he was 8 years old. 2 Chronicles 34:1-2, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand, nor to the left. Josiah was a descendant of the family of King David. At the age of 16, he began seeking God. When he was 20 years old, he cleansed the temple from idolatrous worship. Verse 3, For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father, and in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, and the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images. When the high priest found the book of the law written by Moses in the temple, he gave it to a scribe to read to the king. Fear seized King Josiah when he heard the words of God, written in the book. He sent the high priest, his servants, and scribe to the prophetess, Huldah, to receive a message from God. These are the words of King Josiah. 2 Chronicles 34:21, Go, inquire of the Lord for me, and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that is found, for great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord, to do after all that is written in this book. We observe the cloud of spiritual wickedness that hovered over the people. They neglected to obey the words of God. Therefore, the anger of God was against them. These are the words of the prophetess Huldah, verses 23-27, and she answered them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Tell ye the man that sent you to me, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be poured out upon this place, and shall not be quenched. And as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall ye say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heardest his words against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, and humbledst thyself before me, and didst rend thy clothes, and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. God revealed to Huldah the destruction he would bring upon his people. They had forsaken the first commandment of God given to Moses in Exodus 20:3, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Neither the king, nor his servants, squabbled about the fact that Huldah was a woman. His concern was to get an answer from God. God had chosen that dedicated woman to give King Josiah a message in one of Israel's darkest hours. Josiah, the king, obeyed the message of Huldah the prophetess. If humanity would humble before God as Josiah did, the Spirit of God would lead them. It was essential that King Josiah observe and obey Huldah's words, because God was speaking to him through prophecy. It mattered not that Huldah was a woman. This message is for each dedicated female minister sent by God to preach the gospel. If we remain faithful to Jesus' commandments and believe his word, the Lord will bring to pass the prophetic messages that he revealed to us. Let us observe Deborah, a prophetess. God placed her in the position as judge and prophetess in the time of Judges. God displayed a woman's ability in spiritual leadership according to the scriptures. Judges 4:4, And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. Deborah was truly a powerful minister of God. God anointed her with spiritual judgment to settle controversies and debates among God's people. Verse 5, And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. These scriptures prove to us that we are one in Jesus Christ, and God chooses us in the ministry according to our abilities, faith, love, and obedience to him. God commanded Moses, Deuteronomy 16:18, Judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, throughout thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Humility is a necessary virtue for men and women whom God chose to be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our Lord demands honor for men and women who surrender their lives to do His will. After Paul learned the truth about female ministers, he corrected his error by saying, Galatians 3:28, "For ye are all one in Christ Jesus." Men and women who humble themselves to the will of God are equal in the sight of the Lord. Paul declared, 1 Corinthians 1:27-29, "And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence." Each soul must submit to the word of God. "This is the word that the Lord gave me when sinful men try to usurp authority over me." St. John 6:10, "And Jesus said, Make the men sit down." He is the one that spiritually feeds through ministers. The disciples were merely His assistants. He called them disciples because they were learning the teachings of the Lord and experiencing on-the-job training. Unregenerate men assume they are qualified to preach the gospel merely because they are men. The state of being a man does not qualify them to preach the gospel. Only anointed ministers can spiritually feed the souls of humanity. God proclaimed to Jeremiah, Jeremiah 3:15, "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." My obedience to Jesus Christ is a current example for male and female ministers. Jesus said, St. Matthew 11:29, "Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me." After Paul learned the truth, he said, Philippians 4:3, "True yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life." Micah the prophet rebuked disobedient men. Micah 2:9-10, "The women of my people have ye cast out from their pleasant houses, from their children have ye taken away my glory forever. Arise ye, and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted, it shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction." In many instances, those who did not have sufficient funding to have a professional edifice for worship, had churches in their homes. Paul declared, 1 Corinthians 16:19, "The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord, with the church that is in their house." God will severely punish anyone who exalts himself above the Spirit of God working in the life of a dedicated woman. He elects only the humble to carry the sacred word of God. He chooses women, who readily believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, and humble themselves to His divine will, to do a great work in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus is still encouraging women to carry His resurrection message. St. Matthew 28:9, "Behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held Him by the feet, and worshipped Him." Oh! I thank God that women who had a personal experience with Jesus have a part in His ministry. Oh! I thank God that He chose me. I had a personal experience with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Verse 10, "Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." There is a sudden fear that grips the heart of each woman when the Spirit of Christ chooses us to carry a message. However, Jesus emphasized to women to expound the word to men as well as women. Isaiah 51:12, "Who art thou, that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die?" Verse 13, "And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth." St. Mark 16:9-11, illustrates the prevailing unbelief of the disciples concerning Mary Magdalene's message about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He will never reveal Himself first to an unbelieving man. He gives honor to women who seek for His guidance. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom He had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with Him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that He was alive, and had been seen of her, believed not. Mary Magdalene was no longer a sinner. After she repented, the Lord gave her a clean, humble spirit. Jesus saved her from her sins, and cast out 7 evil spirits from her body. She was a holy woman to whom Jesus had given authority to speak his words to his disciples. When she told the disciples that she had seen Jesus alive, they hardened their hearts in unbelief. Currently, many of our brethren have departed from the faith of Jesus Christ, because they did not believe the message sent to them by a woman of faith. Verse 14, afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. The Lord commands men to humble themselves and believe his word. In that scripture, the Lord scolded the disciples because of their unbelief. Their hardness of heart was offensive in his sight. He requires everyone to believe his word, regardless of whom it comes through. However, we do not have the opportunity that the disciples had who walked with Jesus. Jesus is physically untouchable. Neither can we behold him with our eyes. Therefore, we must believe and have faith in his words. Jesus Christ gives eternal life to us by the merits of faith and obedience. Paul differentiated women who wholly dedicated themselves to the service of God, from those who are housekeepers. It is obvious that the calling and elections of women are not the same. All women are not merely homemakers. Most married women have certain duties to perform for their families. However, God called and chose some women to do a spiritual work for him. They wholly dedicate themselves to the work of God and are servants of Jesus Christ. The day of Pentecost was the fulfilling of the prophetic message of Joel, who prophesied of the mass outpouring of the Holy Spirit many generations prior. Peter reminded the people of his prophecy in Acts 2:16-18, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy."